Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. Tonight we've got a great show. Tonight we've got a Valentine's special with the love goddess herself, Judy Tenuta. Before we get started, let me just say thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Teas for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake, Cloyson Designs, New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC, New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Tonight, actually, my guest and I were actually going to be virgins tonight, too, because I have a new system working here, and it's the first time, and we've been on the air almost a year and a half, it's the first time I actually hear myself speaking, so I hope not to yell. If I've always yelled in the past, I apologize. I don't listen back to the show, so I have no idea what I sound like, and now that I can hear myself, I sound like shit. Anyway, tonight, we've got a great show. We got a Valentine's special with my girlfriend. I love her to death. Two-time Grammy nominee, two Walk of Fame stars on the Walk of Fame, one in Vegas and one in Palm Springs, the love goddess herself, Miss Judy Tenuta. How are you, honey?
I'm happy to be here with you, and it's Valentine's. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Yes, and as you know, Joanne, I am on a mission.
Yes.
As the love goddess, to dispel this, I think I want to call it misbelief, that a Valentine has to be with someone who is in a romantic relationship. You should be appreciative of all love. In other words, you should send Valentine's to your friends. Be grateful to your friends. Anyone in your family. Don't you remember when we were little kids in school?
I'll
never forget. I told my mom, I always loved Valentine's Day because we would each get little candies and the teachers would put the cards. You know, it's a loving thing between friends. And then somehow, of course, the commercial media got a hold of it and made it into a sex thing. So you have to be on your damn back and have some pig drill you just so you can get a box of candy. No. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. You have to say, here, the doctor's right.
Well, if they're going to drill you, you better get one of the goddamn box of candy, you know?
Honey,
but you're right. Remember when we were kids, we made Valentine's, and we gave them to every kid in the classroom, and every kid got a Valentine.
That's the way it should be. Not this crap about, oh, wow, you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, and you don't have a significant other. Yes, you do. Your significant other is yourself.
Yes.
The most important person in the world is you. And then from there, you give love to those who love you, meaning your friends, people who are there for you, people who care for you, That's what Valentine's mean. I'm so sick of people feeling sad. Oh, I don't have a guy that's, you know, bringing me candy or having dinner. So who the fuck needs it? Oh, excuse my language. Okay.
You know I speak French too. I speak French too. It's all good.
But I'm sorry, we didn't get blasted for that on your network, do we?
Not at all. Not. You could even be naked. You could even be naked. We don't care.
Well, no, you don't see me anyway, so it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what?
No,
you're right. Valentine's Day to me, I just had an idea while you were talking. It says, you know what, Valentine's Day, you give love a bad name. Valentine's Day takes away the love.
Yeah, and I want people to call in about their worst love experience. I want you to get on the phone and call the goddess about some pig who was not properly worshipful. If you do have a good story about love, you can include that too. But we'll be napping during that. But no, because people are always interested in, you know, the bad stories so that they don't feel so badly about what went wrong in their own lives, right?
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you, I watched your Facebook Live yesterday, and it was great. I really had a good time. And I saw that you were reading letters for advice. Do you actually receive letters all the time?
People always ask the goddess for love advice. It's true.
We have a call. Let's take this caller, and then we're going to ask how people can send you their advice letters. Hang on one second. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, let's see. Come on. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with the love goddess, Judy Tenuta.
Hey, Judy. It's Elaine, and I want to know, since you are the love goddess, I'm always looking for love in all the wrong places. What's the right place to look?
Oh, great question, Elaine. How old are you, honey, by the way?
Elaine, well, as you know, are you talking about romantic love? You're talking about a significant pig? Is that what you want?
Any love other than the love I get from Oreo.
Elaine, now you know many people love you, so you must be grateful. Number one, you must be grateful. Number two, you already have your significant other. It's your doggy. It's your love doggy, Oreo.
It is my love doggy, and I couldn't find a better person to love me. Unconditional love,
and he is
the best.
Not only that. He can break dance.
He can break dance on my lawn.
You can never find another love bucket to do that. But Oreo can break dance on my lawn. So this is what I say. We have to dispel this stupid rumor that on Valentine's Day, you have to be in a red garter lying down drunk so some guy will plug you and give you a steak dinner. We don't care about that crap. We want people. Your Valentines are people who really care about you. You are my Valentine. Yes, and Joanne and any friends I have. Those are real Valentines.
That
correct?
Is so true.
Yes, very
that
true.
Is so true.
It is true. And, you know, so many times, I mean, oh, my God. I'll give you a story. Let's go back in time. I'll never forget. One of the first relationships I had, because, you know, we're young. I was only in my early 20s. And this guy, you know, he was cute, so I was hot for him, and he was hot for me. But where does he take me on our first date? Take a guess. Where does he take me on our first date?
Burger King.
Never
have it his way.
Where's that?
Burger King, where you can have it your way. So he was trying to get it his way.
No, I would have liked that, but
No. She would have liked the Burger King.
Where does he take me? I'm getting to it now. He takes me to his uncle's wake. Gross.
Oh,
yes, he says, oh, Judy, we have to stop here first, and then we'll get something. And it's his uncle in a damn coffin. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Man. I was like, no. This cannot happen. No. You're not going to score. Oh, my God.
But was it the last date with him, too?
Let me explain. It was the first date. I wouldn't talk to him. After that, he kept begging and calling me. And then, you know, one of my weaknesses is flowers. And he kept sending flowers and flowers. And, oh, God.
Well, that was because of the wake. Because of the wake.
Yeah, there was leftover flowers. There was leftover flowers.
No. Yeah. New flowers. This was a week after the guy was croaked and buried. No. These are fresh flowers. I'm sorry. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. But, no. He sent me flowers and all kinds of notes. So then, you know, don't forget, I was only like 24. So I'm like, then he was really good. So it just goes to show sometimes. But I mean, I have a story to tell for the rest of my life.
Well, we have another caller on the phone. You want to talk to someone else too?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Let's
hold on.
Let's
see who we got. Elaine, stay with us, honey. Have a fun.
Okay.
Hold on. Here we go.
All right. Let's hear this.
Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with the love goddess, Judy Tenuta. How are you?
Hello?
Is that me?
Hello, who's calling?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, just Kelly. Who is it?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was in line or not. This is Kelly. Oh, my God. I love you, love goddess. I need your help.
Thank you, Kelly. How can the goddess help you?
Okay, well, I've been with my boyfriend for like 10 years, and he was really good in the very first year, and then he started slacking off, and now it's like Valentine's Day is coming, and I know I'm getting nothing, and he's not romantic anymore or anything.
Oh, my God.
What should I do?
Okay. No, this is not right. What does the goddess say? All women must be treated as love goddesses. He is not worthy. He is not worthy, Kelly. Listen to me, honey. I know it gets convenient to be with the same person. You get used to them, and then before you know it, they you feel badly, but you get used to that. But listen, we don't want that for you. You deserve better. Am I right, ladies?
Yes.
Absolutely. You gave them 9 years too many.
Yeah, Kelly, listen.
I give 150% and he gives like 20.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not 100% from both of you.
Yeah.
No, that's just wrong, okay? That's just wrong.
So what do I need to do? Dump him or what?
No. Well, listen, here's what I want you to do. Do you have some girlfriends? Do you have some girlfriends that you can?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I really would like you to do.
Okay.
For Valentine's Day, call your girlfriends tonight and say, hey, listen, let's have a little, you know, I don't know if they can come over because we're in social distancing. But, you know, I think that there's a way that you could social distance. Maybe they could come over. You could all share a drink. You're all 6 feet apart. You know, something like that, and just toast each other. Or you can do it on Zoom. You can do that, too. But it's just something.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Zoom.
Yeah,
Zoom is good. So what do I do with him? Do I not give him a card? Because he's not going to get me a card this year. So do I just not give him one?
He gets no card.
Okay.
He gets no card. I'm pissed off at him already, and I don't even know him. But, you know, Kelly, you've given too much, and these guys like that take advantage. And we can't let that happen anymore. So
Okay.
Give the goddess rule is give love to those who give love to you, right?
Mm.
Just remember that.
That's a great rule.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just ignore him and be with my girlfriends and don't say one word to him and let him see how it feels.
Yes,
there you go.
Let him see how it is. That's right,
yeah.
Kelly. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I got to do a song for you.
There you go.
Thank you. I like you, love
boys who wear my. I like boys who wear my clothes and live with their mothers and paint their toes. I like boys who wear my clothes, don't you? I like boys with big red lips, cauliflower ears, and childbearing hips. Yeah. I like boys with ruby red lips, don't you? Happy Valentine's
Day!
Yay! Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks for calling, Kelly. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too,
Happy Valentine's.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You see?
Yeah, she got to dump him. She's got to dump him.
Yeah. Oh, but like I said, you know, isn't it true? We get very accustomed to having people around us. And, you know, it goes all the way to our childhood. You might have had a family member but you're used to it. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
Judy, what is she going to do if he does show up with a card now and she doesn't have one? Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter.
No, that would be good, because if he hasn't brought her one for
well,
all those
that's
years,
true.
Then
wait,
let him feel
the goddess. Let the goddess speak.
Yes.
He has not respected her in all this time. Okay? It doesn't matter. It's about time. He should give her 10 bouquets of flowers, 5 boxes of candy, take her out to dinner, everything to make up for that.
Right.
So good. I hope he does show up with that. In fact, what she should just say, she's busy on Valentine's Day. You know? That's what she should say. But she's going to be with her friend.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
Yes, you're right.
No. Yeah, because, you know, like I said, you give love to those who give love to you.
Right.
And
right.
we're very accustomed to having, because we've had maybe family members who have not treated us properly. But we go, oh, well, it's my brother, so I guess I have to put up with it. No, you don't.
Right,
no.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Judy, before Elaine called, we were talking about where can people send you advice letters, love letters.
Well, the best thing is, you know, if they have questions, I think the best thing is to go on my Facebook. You know, oh my God, what's that sound? Do you have a dog or something?
Elaine, what are you doing over there?
We're not doing anything.
Well, are you eating?
What is that noise?
Elaine, what are you doing?
I'm just standing watching Oreo eat.
Okay, well, we hear it, so.
Yeah,
you
it's
know.
Picking up. It's
no,
picking
that's
up.
Not mine.
All right,
no, that's not mine.
Listen.
That's coming in from somewhere else.
Well, where are you? Are you outside?
No, I'm inside.
Okay.
Isn't that a shocker?
Yeah, she always calls me when she's outside.
When she's walking the dog.
No, I thought she was working in the forest. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, God, that's too funny.
Yeah, I thought she was a forest ranger or something. Anyway, but listen, no. It's just be decent to those who are decent to you. And if they're not, you know, that's it. We don't put up with it anymore, you know?
Right. So
I think go ahead.
I was going to say, you've been in the entertainment industry for years. Now, what made you the love goddess, and were you always the love goddess, and did you become a love goddess during your entertaining?
Well, no. First, I was a petite flower,
mm-hmm.
flower, and I popped out of you know, my mom, and I popped out with her IUD, which is my accordion. And obviously, it doesn't work too well because she got pregnant six more times after having me. So, because I have two older brothers. Oh, my God. So, anyway, obviously, the accordion. But you know what? I'm very grateful because my parents introduced me to it, and I obviously had kind of an aptitude for it. And then it has become a little signature for me, and everybody, no matter where I am, oh, you're the goddess with the accordion. I'll be at the airport. Where's your accordion? people always say that. It's so funny.
That's so cute.
Yes. Aww. I got to say, though, you know, I want to say something also about my fans on wherever they write to me, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Some of them come up with some real humdingers. I had to laugh so hard yesterday when I was live. This one, because it was a Valentine's show, right? And this guy says to me, "Goddess, can you fix me up with Betty White?"
Oh my God!
I know. Well, because you know they saw me, you know, posting stuff about Betty White on her birthday. And I know Betty. I mean, I've done shows with her, and especially she's big into charities for animals, too.
Right.
So
right.
I participated in those. But it's so funny because, you know, the guy was, I mean, obviously that cracked me up. Can you fix me up with Betty White?
That's so
anyway.
Funny. Well, listen, we
know,
got another call. We got another caller. Want to take another call?
Oh, let's, yeah, I want a call.
Let's get him on the line. Let's see.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with the love goddess, Judy Tenuta. How are you?
Judy, I want my Judy Tenuta.
Oh, Judy. Yes, here I
am. It's Rose, right?
Yes, it's me, Rosie.
Ro-Ro.
It's Rose. It's Rose. You're the fairest flower of all. Rose. You know, Rose, you know, you must love this holiday, but at the same time it might be challenging because people, as your name is Rose, many people try to pick you and give you to other people.
That's right.
So
that's
right.
Yes, I feel like I'm spread all over the place, you know. But you know, it could be in a good or bad way. I don't know.
No, it's always good. It's always good, Rose. I would imagine, love a red rose. Am I right? Or do you?
No, you're not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite rose? Kind of rose?
Yellow.
Oh,
I
love. I
like pink.
You're a yellow rose of Texas, and I love yellow rose. You know, I have never met a rose I didn't like, except one story. One, the ex-pig, well, this was after the guy that brought me to the funeral parlor for to get hot. The next guy, well, I could tell he was cheating because it was Valentine's Day. I don't know how he could have gotten a hold of the ugliest roses I ever saw. They were like brownish orange. Where the hell did you get this crap? I go, put it back in your pants, bitch. I don't want this. Who needs that, Rose? No. We deserve either yellow, red, pink, white. I even love blue and lavender roses.
Oh, me too. I love lavender. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I like a nice red outside layer and then inside pink with baby's breath spread amongst the pink and the red.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful.
That looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, red roses are beautiful. Yeah. But if you know, for some reason, I just love that yellow rose thing. I don't know why, but I love it.
Oh,
but,
well, yellow roses are beautiful. I love yellow roses. Yellow is the color of, by the way, friendship. Friendship. Okay. It's true.
Okay. Well, that's good then. I was just going to say there is they do have a saying for each, right? Like the red.
Right. Each one
love.
Means something. Yeah.
Means something. Right.
Yeah. The red rose is of course supposed to be romantic love. But
right.
I would say all roses are beautiful. I don't care what they represent.
Yes.
White roses are, I think it's, I don't know, is that purity or I don't know.
Purity? Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I don't know either.
But yellow
is friendship. I know that for sure.
Well,
and,
that's
a good
color is pink. What does pink mean?
Pink means, I don't know, but it's a pretty color, you know.
It is pretty. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Like I said,
uh-oh.
I love. Uh-oh, what happened?
There we go.
Okay.
I put Elaine on mute for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, okay. So you know what, Judy? You know, I never got to ask you, how did you get involved with MTV?
Mm.
Oh, that was in the very beginning of my career. I was in
New
York City. I was in New York City, and that's where my manager was. And as you know, I have the accordion.
Yeah.
And I had my manager was he knew the head of MTV and said, hey, you know, I have Judy here. And I was already gaining notoriety. So that's when they gave me some MTV spots to do. I did these Elvis spots because I loved Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
was blessed by Elvis. And then I did other ones, just a lot of things. Of course, I love MTV. And then from there I got, you know, HBO special. I got my Diet Dr. Pepper commercials. So just a lot of stuff.
So
I think I saw you on A&E when cable just came out. And I saw you on A&E, and the next thing I know, you blew up on MTV. And that's when I started. I mean, I was mesmerized by MTV when it came out. I didn't leave my house. I watched it 24 hours a day if I could.
And that's when I saw a lot of you.
And that's when I was like, oh, my God, she makes me piss my pants. I said, what a pisser. You know?
Yes.
And I fell in love ever since.
Judy, she used to get me, you know, I used to watch MTV. And it was like, oh, my God. You know, especially before, you know, we all got ready to go out to the bars or whatever, and then, you know, I see Judy, you know, and I'd come home and you'd make me laugh, and it was just great. It was great.
Thank you.
Well, I think were you on VH1 as well or no?
Yes, I was also on VH1. I mean, those two are kind of sister corporations, I think. I don't really know with all the music and I have a funny story. I was on VH1 and I was a presenter and I was backstage. This is so hilarious. And there were all these like security guards. What is that sound? I'm sorry.
My child just walked in. My hairy child just walked in.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry,
like
guys.
Blowing balloons, you know.
No, the door squeaked. He opened the door and he scratched at the door and he opened it himself and then it squeaked. And
I'm so sorry,
guys.
You have a good microphone. It picks up everything.
It's brand new. I know it picks up everything. I know. Well, that noise we heard before was Elaine. We lost her, so we can hear the difference now.
Well, she probably had to give something to Oreo. She probably had to feed Oreo.
You were backstage.
Yeah, I was backstage. I see all these security guards. I'm waiting to go on stage. They like to bring you back there 10 minutes before, so they go, don't go near the security guards. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? And I get closer to the security guards, and one of them was closer to me. I said, "What's going on? Why are you guys all around with somebody?" They go, "We have to protect Prince." And I said,
Oh my God.
Like, somebody's going to steal Prince? You know?
That's hysterical.
Then they move away.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm only 5'3". Prince is like half my height. I felt like he was that guy from Game of Thrones. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How hysterical. Oh my God. We have to protect Prince. Oh my God. That's hysterical.
Isn't that funny? They were like, "Oh, you can't go near Prince." I go, "Well, I don't want to. I just wanted to know what I mean."
Well, did you get to see him? Did you get to talk to him or no?
No, they don't want you, but I don't care.
No,
I didn't want to talk to him after that.
I don't blame
you. And also, I was focused on getting on stage, you know.
Right. Sure. No. Oh, my God. Those were the days, though. Those were the days. My God.
Well, those were the exciting. Yeah, now we're lucky if, you know, I don't know, somebody returns a call.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's all crazy. Well, listen, I'm doing something exciting tomorrow. I'm taping Hollywood Squares. They're trying to bring
right.
it back.
Oh, right. When's the air date, Judy? Did you find out?
Well, no, they don't know that yet. They're just taking this, and then they'll let me know, and I'll post it. You know.
Okay. Cool.
And yeah, it's very exciting.
That's gonna be fun. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
I was a guest. I went to the Hollywood Squares when John Davidson was the host.
Guess what?
Yeah. That's going to be my host tomorrow.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. He's the host. So I'm going to be on there with, let me tell you who all is on it with me. It's going to be Bruce Valanche.
Mm-hmm.
We love Bruce. You know, he writes for all the Oscars and everything like that. And then there's also, who else?
You told me. I can't remember.
No. It's Donna Mills. Donna Mills from what was that show?
Knots Landing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I love that show.
She's a beautiful lady as well as a terrific actress. Yep. And also, there's, I believe, also, Carolyn Hennessy, who was on... She's a great actress too.
She's a great actress.
Which is
funny.
Yep.
She was on.
You know what? We've had all those. Everybody you mentioned, other than Donna Mills, have been on the show, including John Davidson. On my show.
Jim J. Bullock. Jim J. Bullock.
I'm trying to get Jim on the show. I wish.
Jim J. Bullock. Oh my God! A blast from the past.
Yeah.
Jim J. Bullock. And, you know, people like that. And I can't think of the other people. I think. But it's
great.
But it's exciting. Yeah, but
it
I
is
do know the whole.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Shadow Stevens, right? Shadow? Is he going to be there?
I don't believe so. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I think they consulted him. They consulted him on the show.
Okay. Okay. He was great. He was great announcer, Shadow Stevens. He was great.
Judy, do you know what square you are? Do you know what square you're going to be, or do you find out when you get there?
I have no idea, but I'm sure I'm not the middle one. I think the middle would be Bruce Valanche.
I was going to say
Bruce.
Well,
Bruce is a writer. You know, he's written for everything.
Yeah.
All the Oscar shows.
Well, he's written for Hollywood Squares, hasn't he?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, Bruce. I did shows with Bruce. All over the place. And also, Bruce and I were in a movie together called Sister Mary. This is hilarious.
Oh,
I played.
Yes.
Sister Mary. I played a nun, and he played some kind of deranged guy. I don't know. that was all the way back. That was all the way back in 2010. So that was a while ago.
Yeah, but I think I remember that. That yes, now I have to do that movie again. That's funny. Give me something. I'm gonna watch it now.
Judy, we have another caller. Would you like to take another call?
Yeah.
Well,
I love you.
We always want to hear other callers.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you both. I love you, Judy. You know, hopefully when we get back, I'll come to L.A. and see you.
I want to talk to you. Great. You and I have to talk too, Ro.
Okay. You got it.
You know,
okay,
we need to hook up.
All right, Joe. No problem.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
Who's on the line?
Go ahead. I'm
going to
hang up now.
Thanks, Ro. Bye-bye. All right. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuto, the love goddess. Who's calling?
It is I again. I just called to ask Judy to sing her Pope song. She's got the most beautiful voice, and I love that song.
Yeah, we lost you, Elaine.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Elaine is too kind. You know, Elaine spoils me. She comes over with Oreo, and the other day she brought me turkey meatloaf, and I'm still eating it. It's so good. No. And then I had to tell her, you know this, Joanne, I had to tell her to stop bringing me cupcakes. I don't want to blow them. Yes, well, as you know, I think you know this, Joanne. You know, I was dating the Pope. No, I was just using him to get to God. But he said, you know, one day he said, Judy, can I look at your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? And I said, Supper, Pope. And then we astral projected to Texas, and I wrote this love song for him. Wait a minute. Why just want a cowboy to ride me home? I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soap. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. He'd be my main man, I'd be his blue nun. He teach me how to kiss the ground. I teach him how to duck from a gun. I just want a cowboy to whom I can confess. Yeah, I just want a cowboy in a long white silk dress. His holiness, my pope, he will bless.
I love that song. And doesn't she have a pretty voice?
Yes, yes, I loved it. I was just going to say, I love your voice.
Oh, no. Well, I can carry a tune, but, you know.
Well, you went really high before. I don't know what song it was you were singing, but you did like a yodel in it. I was like, man, she got high on that.
Oh, that's the I Like Boys song. I go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that song was on my first comedy album, as was the Pope song. So, yeah, and, you know, I've actually, and Elaine knows this about me, I perform marriages, and and I just performed one December 12th, and they always request that will I sing the Pope song.
It's great.
Isn't that cute? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I don't know why they. Yeah, it's so cute. And yeah, it's really sweet.
I want to talk about the movie, the Boulevard. What is it? I forgot the name of it. Don't hate me. What's the movie that you have got right now?
Yeah, I have a movie now. Finally, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's called Boration Boulevard. And it's the story. I play the lead part. of a former child star who will stop at nothing to make a comeback. And she has a manager who's always making her do crazy things so she can get publicity. And by the way, this movie was made a while ago. And
right.
As you know, it's very relevant even now. Look at all these shows, the Kardashians, the Housewives, all of those people try to top each other with their scandals and what, right?
Right.
And their
yep.
headlines.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. Yep.
So, anyway.
Well, I want to see it. I want to check it out. I saw the little trailer you have out, and I really thought it was funny.
Oh, it is
I thought
funny.
It was so funny.
It's really good, and yeah, they can get it on Amazon Prime. I think it's you rent it for 48 hours, and it's $1.99 or something like that. Yeah, so
cool. I'm gonna check it out. That's Desperation Boulevard on Amazon Prime. Check it out, Judy's new movie. Well, not new. It's what do you want to call it? A re-release.
I made it a while ago, but it's so relevant now. You're gonna get a kick out of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Let me hear, Judy, why are you so popular with the gay crowd? Why do they love you so much?
Well, I love them too.
Well,
and
of course. I want to know how it all happened. How did you get such a large gay following?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. Number one, as you know, when I come up on stage, I'm larger than life.
Yeah.
The gay community likes people, performers that are larger than life. You know that, like Dolly Parton, Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand, all of them.
I'm trying to think. But anyway, yeah, and I think that's one reason. Another reason is I am always standing up for the gay community. I'm always saying, you know, I was for gay marriage long ago, and, marriage equality, everything, anything, you know. And, of course, some of my really good friends, as you know, too, are great artists. I mean, they're very creative. They're brilliant people, but not only that, they're fellow human beings, and they deserve the same rights as everyone else.
Right. You are just being yourself, and they love you, and I love you, and everybody loves you. So that's just fabulous. I was just curious what made not just you, but other artists, that what makes the gay community like hone in on certain celebrities, you know, like you said, Barbara, Eliza, Judy, you know what I mean? Judy Garland, you know what I mean? So,
they're
larger than life, and just the wonderful people. You're a wonderful person. You love everybody, and you are.
Right.
You're very exciting.
Thank you. Well, and I really do believe we all deserve the same rights. And of course, I want my gays to have all the rights that everyone else has. And I was very excited that Pete Buttigieg is now on the he got elected. Isn't that exciting? I love him. So
right.
I think
now,
that was,
you mentioned earlier that you officiate and can marry people. So how can people contact you if they wanted to get married by you?
Well, yes. I think the best thing is to, well, the way these fellows, I love these guys, Royce and Aaron, and they contacted me. I want to say they sent me an email. My email is on my website, jt@judytenuta.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we would love nothing more than the Love Goddess to officiate our wedding.
Beautiful.
And we have been trying to contact you through many, and I just thought, oh, they must have gotten an old manager or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
They contacted me, and then I officiated their wedding.
Cool.
And it was their sweethearts. And then last September, the year before this, in I want to say was it 2019? I officiated
two other fellows in Long Beach. Those guys were also sweethearts. The wonderful thing then was we weren't having the pandemic. So I got to stay for the wedding, and oh my God, they had the best food.
Wow.
And a band to dance, and just great.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I love going to weddings.
Well, yeah, the food is great. If the music's good, it's even better, you know? Because I'd love to have a good time with the music and dance and, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Your child is barking at me.
No, that's Elaine's child, not mine. No, mine got put away. Oh. Mine got put away.
Oh. He wants to talk to Judy because he loves Judy.
No.
Well,
he's talking to her.
I love Oreo, too. You know, Oreo, like I said, is a very talented break dancer. I think I have one more little video, you know, Elaine, that I don't know if I put this one up. And, oh, my God, I'm cracking up. He's like, and you know what? He's smart, like she said. He knows that as soon as he comes out of the car, what do I say? Oreo, roll around. And he just does it, right? It's
That's so funny. That's so. Oh, Judy! I wanted to ask you. Tell everybody about the pie in the closet. Tell them about what's that about. Come on, it's hysterical.
No. That all started with, you know, I grew up in a huge family, and anything that I liked to eat, I had to hide it because I had seven brothers who were all bigger than me and a sister. And my sister and I were buddies, you know, so we would, but we couldn't stand up against seven brothers.
No.
So anyway, they would, that's why I was the only one that was slim. They would take all my food. Really, my mom would say to my brothers, why is Judy thinner than you? And I go, Mom, they're taking my food.
I know. I was in a family of six with three brothers, and there was never anything either. There was nothing. You know.
Oh.
If you didn't eat, you didn't eat. You were done. That's it.
Oh. Well. Anyway. So yeah. As I say, I learned early. One time, this is so embarrassing. I hid a pork chop in my pocket, so that I could take it in my room and eat it. Before my brothers did. Yeah. So I learned that at an early age. So then I thought, you know, also then, you know, we as women, this is a much more deep-seated thing, I think. We're always judged by how we look, how much meat we eat, what we eat. And so I just said, you know what? What the hell? We should have our own space where we want to treat ourselves. Elaine likes to eat cookies. I love cookies, too. I might try to eat cookies in the closet. But I've been bringing pie in the closet because it's just so funny. Mm. And my guy, V, always brings me pie over. So I say, okay, I'm hiding in the closet with pie. And then, you know what's really funny? I get these geometry nerds and mathematicians who think I'm talking about pi r squared.
Right.
You know, so they get very excited.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's not P-I, it's P-I-E I'm talking about.
Right. Well, you know I love your Roseanne. You know I love your Roseanne impersonation too. I just before you do it, I gotta say something. I saw something on the internet. They did an interview with her. What she's doing now? She looks a mess. She looks a mess.
No way.
Yeah, she's sitting smoking cigarette after cigarette, and oh my God, you could tell her life just got turned upside down. So, is she here? Is she with us? Is she here?
Well, Roseanne, get out of the refrigerator. You know, she's always in my refrigerator. Come over here. Get out of the pie closet. Hey, you guys, everybody makes fun of me, but you know what? I lost weight and cramp.
But, you know, I still got a blowhole. Oh, my God, I can't believe I was married to that Tom Arnold and crap. Oh, my God. On our wedding night, you know, he was on top of me, and I'm moaning, oh, are you in yet? Yeah, he is, yeah. So thank God that's over with. But, you know, I don't care what you say. I want to go have more pie. Oh, God, you know, I can't control her.
Oh, do you do any other impersonations, then?
I don't do impersonations. I get possessed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They try to possess me. Yes, I get possessed by different people. And, oh, wow. Do you believe how late? It's almost 5:50 p.m.
Well, we're having a good time. So I thank you so much. You have to run?
Pretty soon, you know, I'm getting ready for Hollywood Squares, and I'll be thinking of you. And I love. Yeah, it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah,
and,
you got to let me know when it's. You got to let me know when it's going to be on, so you let everybody know.
As soon as possible, you know I
yes.
will. I talk to you. Elaine talks to you. We'll all talk to you. But in the meantime, I really want to reinforce this with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, right now, we all need love more than ever. And that's why Valentine's Day, like I said, I'm on a mission to convert it to love for your friends. Love for those who are kind to you. It's not about wearing a red garter belt and being a mattress for some pig. I mean, if you want to do that, by the way, if you want to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. Good for you. You know, Joanne, when I would be on the road, I remember doing a show in Florida. Oh, my God. And I just did a Valentine's show. And I was with the guy that time who, I have to put this pig down. Do you know when the pandemic started? This is,
I love
this
these.
Is
I gotta
why
put
people,
this pig down. Good.
I gotta put this pig down. He called me at the beginning of the pandemic. We had been together 10 years. You know, he was kind of one of those guys, like, he kept thinking he was making a lot of money and he never made any money. And of course, he was envious of the goddess because, you know, I'm Judy and people
right.
anyway. So one day he calls me, I think it was last April, he goes, yeah, Judy, I got to talk to you about something. I go, okay, what's going on? Well, I feel hurt that you made jokes about your ex, and you would call him your excrement. And I burst out laughing, and I go, that's a compliment for you, pig. Can you believe he had the nerve to call me? He was so lucky to even know me, that pig.
Oh,
right?
You're right, that pig.
Yeah,
that
so
pig.
I just think it's so funny that he, you know, I'm making jokes. I don't mention his name or anything. And he's
right.
talking about, I'm so offended. I go, yeah, you're so offended that you started messing around with other women. Okay, well, guess what? You're out the door, pig.
Right, right. Well, guess what? I'm offended, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I called him the excrement.
The excrement, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Excrement, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely
anyway,
perfect
that
name.
That was a funny story that he thought was really funny, too, because he goes, well, I feel bad because I go, oh, my God, I'm so glad you're calling about having your feelings hurt. I thought you were calling to ask for more money like you always did. I got him good.
Well, you know what,
so,
with this pandemic going on too,
yeah,
maybe that whole commercialism of Valentine's Day will go away this year because you can't go out to dinner, really, right?
No, you can't go out to dinner, but it's not only that. It's really, I don't want people to feel left out
okay? You should not feel left out because you don't have a boyfriend or girlfriend. You have friends. You have love. And remember, the goddess is always your Valentine. So you
yes,
have a
yes, yes.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would love to talk to you more, but it's late and I don't want to keep you. And I want you to have a great time on Hollywood Squares and be rested up. What time is filming?
Well, you know, it's not filming. I got to wake up, put on the lashes, put on the makeup, figure out my outfit, get the accordion strapped. And I got to be ready at about 11, which is kind of early. 11:30 maybe? Yeah. But
Is it a Zoom Hollywood Squares or are you going to a studio?
No, it's Zoom. And we're taping.
Cool. That's going to be good.
Yeah, and then they'll figure out, yeah, they're trying they're pitching it. They're, you know, I'm sure it'll get picked up, you know.
Yeah.
With all the
yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Oh, is this the first taping?
That I don't know, because I know they're taping a total of 3 shows to present to the network, and I'm in this show with all the other people I mentioned. Anyway, I want to make sure, in closing, everyone celebrates, number one, themselves.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Yep.
You are
yep.
your first Valentine. Remember, the goddess is your Valentine, so you always have a Valentine, and your friends are your Valentines as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and reach out to Judy at Facebook or Instagram, and Twitter. She's everywhere. Go to her website, judycanuta.com.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok. Like me on TikTok, all that good
stuff.
Yeah. So it's a party, and I love everyone. I love you, Joanne.
I love you. Thank you.
And Rose, everybody who called in, that's very sweet.
And everybody listening out there, thank you so much for listening.
Everybody out there listening, we love you.
Yes. And we're going to look forward to seeing Judy on the Hollywood Squares. I cannot wait.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Woohoo!
Oh, well, thank you so much, Judy. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Too.
I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, happy Valentine's.
Bye, happy Valentine's Day. Everybody, Judy Tenuta, the love goddess. Oh, my goodness, what an evening. Oh, what a lot of fun. I love talking to her. We have such a good time. She's so sweet. I forgot to tell her when we were on that I was sorry for texting her so early in the morning. I always forget about the folks on the West Coast. You know, we're like 3 hours ahead. So, and I do it to my sister all the time. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry if I woke her up this morning, because I'm up and I want to start talking to get things done. And I forget that it's 3 hours behind. So, but anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you to Judy Tenuta, the love goddess. And if you guys are looking to get married out there, she officiates weddings. She is a wedding official and she can actually marry you. And she just married, I forgot what she said, Roy, and I can't remember his other name, in December, I think. And 2 guys, they had a great wedding with Judy, so that's pretty cool. And she's going to be filming the Hollywood Squares on Saturday, which is fantastic, and I can't wait to see that. That's going to be fun. Thanks to our callers, and obviously thanks to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines, and blah, 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 blah. Try that again. KWV Wines in South Africa. You know who they are. No, Keys for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake. Cloyden Designs, New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. GenieBottles.com and H21 Hand Sanitizer. That's H2, the letter O-N-E, www.lovegoddessjudy.com. So thank you so much again to the Love Goddess Judy, to Nuda, and happy Valentine's Day, folks. Or as I say, happy VD. It's the only time you want to get VD is on Valentine's Day, because that's for Valentine's Day. What's today? Today is Friday. Oh, weekend. How about some weekend, folks? Have a great weekend, and we'll see you, I think, Wednesday. We went a little light this month. I have a craziness going on, so we had to go a little light with our guest this month. I'm sorry, guys. I had to take a little time to do some things, and I apologize to Ron Zimmerman, who was supposed to join me on Wednesday. I had to postpone that show. We're going to reschedule. Ron is a writer, and he's actually from the original Howard Stern alumni too. So he's done Simpsons. I believe he did I forgot what it's called, something in the hat on the Simpsons. He wrote an episode on the Simpsons. He's also an actor, and but we're gonna get Ron back on. And Ron, I am so sorry. I apologize. I can't apologize enough. And to those of you out there that I've been trying to call, I apologize for that. I'm trying to. Just a lot going on, folks, and I'm trying to get better, and I will as soon as I can take care of what I got to take care of. So have a great weekend. It's a long weekend. Happy President's Day. Take care. Bye-bye.